Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know.
Hello, I hope you guys can hear me. It is 9 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock here in Fort Collins, Colorado. We are moving ahead through some technical difficulties, so I'm hoping you guys can hear me and know that I am indeed connected. If not, we will eventually get there. So from the beginning, thank you and welcome for joining me with I Hear Tarot on the radio on this beautiful evening, Tuesday, September 26, 2017. I want to let you know that I am broadcasting, as I mentioned, from Colorado. So when you guys call in, I would love to hear you share with us from where you're calling, whether it's the state or the city. Either way, we would love to have your insight and feedback from where you are and your name. So just remember when you're calling in to give us your name and the city, state, and possibly country from where you're calling. I also want to let you guys know that when you're calling in, if you can't reach me by phone, by the way, or unable to call in, you can certainly send us a message via that chat room because you are speaking with Tina C., with the New Age Guild on Spirit Talk Radio, I Hear Tarot Online Radio. You guys can also find me on social media, as most people. Facebook, I Hear Tarot, IHEARTAROT. And you also can find me on Instagram under the same handle, IHEARTAROT. That's again IHEARTAROT. And if you guys subscribe to my Facebook or even to my Instagram social media, you will get daily readings. And I send out promotions, and I'm happy to continue doing so and actually expanding on that. So the more feedback I get from you, the more insight I get from you, the more demand I get from you guys, I'm happy to accommodate. I am just starting out and am very humble in the way I come to you and let you know and ask you what it is would best serve you. So let me know. Again, you sign up. I would really appreciate, regardless, you signing up and liking my Facebook page and my Instagram. And if you guys are super savvy, join me on YouTube. Same thing, IHEARTAROT. And for call-in, I always encourage, and that's the best part of this show, one of my favorite aspects of this show, you guys, is you can call me. I love talking to you. I love communicating with you. I love hearing what's going on with you guys. And I love you being so open and sharing with us, sharing with me. So call in. The number is 323-421-1207. And I always ask and joke and share with you guys that you should put this in your phone book, put it on speed dial. And I don't say that to be egotistical. I say that because out of a matter of convenience, half the time in this day and age, we're not going to remember the phone number. And if you guys do have questions or are looking for some insight, this is why I encourage you, and I'm so happy to be here to support you guys with your questions. This isn't about my knowing more than you. This isn't about my having something over your head or anything like that. This is about me getting to support and be here and be a community with you, which is what I want to do. And even though I'm in Colorado, you might be in California. Last week we had a caller calling from Canada, which is awesome. It doesn't matter from where. You know, at the end of the day, we're all together. We're all community. So I really appreciate you guys getting to call in. So again, 323-642-1207 is the call-in number. For some crazy reason, if we don't get to speak tonight, I want to remind you guys that you can connect with me by telephone directly. And that number is 234-97-TAROT. That's T-A-R-O-T. 234-97-TAROT. And for those of you that don't have a phone handy, it's 234-978-2768. And let me just share with you guys, I don't know what it is about tonight, but I'm just overly giddy to get to speak with y'all. It might be because it's my fourth show running. It might be because I'm still working out the kinks and nothing is ever perfect. And that's kind of my takeaway. And we're going to come back to that at the end of the hour. As of right now, it is 9:06 Pacific time, 10:06 Mountain time. But I'm just finding myself, you know, a little overwhelmed, but you know, sometimes when you poke your head up out of the water and you're like, wow, I can breathe, and you go back down. And that's kind of where I am today. So I'm going to have to pardon me if I'm a little back and forth and out there. It's just because, you know, we're all still swimming, right? And so that's where I'm finding myself this evening, which is another reason why I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys and touching base. So again, it is close to top of the hour. I am Tina C. with I Hear Tarot Online Radio. This is my fourth show, 4th of September 2017, fourth online radio show of my entire life, and you guys are signing up to join me in my journey, and I appreciate that, and I thank you for that. So, moving ahead, again, guys, call in. Don't forget 323-642-1207, and when you guys call in, just make sure you give us a second to connect. And don't forget to share with us your name and from where you're calling. We all have to represent, right? So we'll take a step back before we take our phone calls because I know we've got some people online waiting to join us. And I just want to give you a quick teaser. One, we're going to take a peek from our Angel Tarot deck and see what's going on as our card of the week. We're going to close out our month. We're going to look back at the cards that we chose for the month, where they said we were going, and where we ended up being. And we have a new deck that we get to use, which is Postcards from Spirit. You guys, this is an awesome deck. I just picked it up. Literally, the moment I saw it, flipped it open, picked it up, said, I'm buying this. I'm going to share it with you guys, and I did. Postcards from Spirit. By Colette Baron Reed. Beautiful deck. I'm going to give you a teaser. It's an oracle deck, which I know this is all about tarot, but this deck is so striking, so poignant, and moved me. And I wanted to give you guys a teaser for tonight, and we're going to use it throughout the month of October. So for the month of September, we have been using our Angel Tarot deck, which has been very informative, very thorough, very clear. We're going to jump into our Oracle deck and share it together because this is new for me. It's new for you guys. I'm pretty sure this is somewhat of a new deck. We can get in depth in just a little bit. But right now we are at 9:09 Pacific time. I want to jump right into the calls because this is why I'm here. So if we have our first caller on the line, please share your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Donna from California. Thanks for
taking
my
Donna,
call.
Thanks.
Hi.
Where in California?
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. Very nice. Very beautiful. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. How can I help?
Well, there's two things. I wanted to know if more money would be coming into my life, like a windfall or luck or a little job. And then also I'd like to get married at some point. I've never been married in my lifetime. I have been in relationships, but I am trying to meet someone now by eHarmony and things like that.
Okay. Okay, awesome. So we're looking at two separate topics, and we'll pull two separate two separate spreads for that. One
right.
regarding
oh,
income, beautiful, and then one regarding relationship, in particular marriage.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So just a quick sidebar, Donna, before I lay out some cards, I want to say to callers, perfect question. It is clear and concise. We're talking about money and we're talking about marriage. And so sometimes I try not to get too thorough and specific on questions because then we don't leave any room for interpretation. But in this case, they're very different topics. And so, Donna, I appreciate you being clear on what your intention is and what your questions are. So thank you for doing that. Let's take a look at first your income, because that was the first question you had.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. All right, Donna. So it's interesting because one of the first cards that came up was the Ace of Pentacles, and Pentacles usually has to do with income, finances, and Ace is usually all about the initiation of, the creation of, right? So it's interesting because, okay, so let me just take a step back. So we're looking at your first question, which is regarding income. So we see the cards are saying more yes than no, that you will have extra income coming your way. You will get to feel some comfort and so, okay, yes, to answer your question. So I'm starting to blend what's going on because the cards are coming through and messages are coming through. So the cards are talking about, it's interesting. So the cards are talking about you getting to be happy and you getting to have what you want, right? And so what's even more interesting is the moment that you asked me that question and I started to flip the cards, they were like jumping out of my hand to put something down so we could talk about it. So what's interesting is, Donna, that they're saying is, and this is not ideal, I know, but what they're saying is all of this is almost going to happen at the same time. And I know you asked about marriage, and they're almost more talking about relationship, but it's interesting because it's like, you know, in our world, we'd like things to happen one at a time so we can address everything and be very proficient before we move on to the next thing. And what your cards are saying is, listen, we know what you want, and we want to make everything happen all at one time because we've been waiting for this to happen, and now it's time to go. And that's not exactly the way you would like things to happen, but that's what the cards are saying. So let me take a step back. They're talking about they know you recognize, they recognize that you're conserving and you're being conservative with money. They recognize that you're actually asking the universe and being open to this and sharing with people, hey, listen, do you know me? We're not even being boastful or prideful about this. We're being open. We're looking for jobs. We're looking for extra ways to make money. And the universe is saying, we know that you're asking people and we know that you're not being prideful and boastful. And so it's interesting because what they're saying is from time to time, you might hear news about things that are coming up, but they don't land in your lap. For example, like you hear of opportunity, but for some reason you don't catch it or you just miss it. And so they're talking about that. And it's interesting because so they're saying yes to both, and things are going to happen all about the same time. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, Donna, part of me, my conscious self says, oh, well, then you meet this person, and then you guys move in, and that kind of alleviates your income. But that's not really the case. What they're saying is it's almost like everything happens at the same time for you. You fall into relationship. You fall into that extra income. And I can't quite tell if your extra income is going to be another job. I'm not really getting that. I'm either getting it being something, I don't even want to say a raise per se, but I want to say it's something that hold on, let me see what's coming through. They're saying when the extra income comes in, it might be something unexpected. So maybe I hesitate
windfall
to say it's a shift
something?
In
a windfall.
Sorry?
Or something, a windfall or something lucky, maybe?
It's I don't know if I'd call it a windfall, Donna, but what I'll call it is something unexpected and all at one time. So maybe that is to you, but it all swoops in at the same time. So But it does have something to do with work. Have you been at your place of employment for a while?
No, I don't work. I'm 63.
Okay.
I just get my Social Security.
Oh.
And yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Thank you for sharing that. That's really helpful. And that's really helpful because I'm not going to say, okay, you're calling it a windfall. I'll say it's something unexpected. So it could go either way. But whatever it is, it all comes together at the same time. So, maybe that's what you're saying, as in a windfall. But it's something, yeah. So it's all good. And thank you for bringing me back to center. It's all good in the way of it may seem the unexpected part is what's going to throw you for a loop. That I can tell you. It's not going to seem like it's going to be okay, and at the end it will be okay. So what they keep saying is we know she keeps asking. And I say that not to make it sound like you're being overbearing when you ask, but they're saying they know you're devoted and committed, and they keep hearing you say the same thing, therefore they want to give it to you. And they're almost saying you keep being very specific about what it is you have in mind. So you're not saying, oh, please let me win the lotto. You're just very clear on what it is you need to move on, to get by, to be happy. And when you say marriage, they're also really keen on that too. So what they want to say to you, and they appreciate your hard work. They appreciate what you've done, and I should tell you that too, so you can see this. They know you're tapped in. They know you're in tune. They know that you have a respect for spirit, for religion, for people, and for energy, and they're really seeing that, and they want to bring it to you. It's just like, I don't know why it's taking this long to get to you, but it is on the way to you. And I will say, keep being specific about what it is that you want, because they're hearing you. It's just taking a while to get it, because you're so specific. It's just taking a while to make sure that you get specifically what you want. But also, because it's going to come across unexpected or unanticipated, which is ironic because you're asking for it, it will come across unexpected or maybe not in the form or the way you wanted it. It may take a little bit of time to register, but it will come to you. And what I'm getting for you, because it's a whirlwind, let's see, what is this? I always hesitate to give time and date because that's all relative and that can change. But what I will say is, what I will tell you and what they're saying is the momentum and the ferocity with which you ask for this and with which you're so aware of what you want, keep doing that. Keep pushing it because you're pulling it towards you. And it is coming your way. So, yes, to answer your question on both latitude on your income and some relief, and also on this romantic relationship in this marriage, you're ready to walk off into the sunset, and they're saying they know that. So there's still some irons in the fire that they're working out, but yes, keep asking what you're asking for, Donna, because it's coming towards you. It's just, I'm not sure why it's taking as long as it is, but it is definitely on the way to you.
Oh, I feel that too. And, I can hear my mother once in a while, and she's on the other side, and I heard her say in the middle of my head, you're going to be rewarded, told me that.
Okay.
And
I want to share with you the cards that we're looking at. You've got some major arcana in here, and the major arcana we're looking at are the High Priestess, and this is all about your faith, your devotion, your religion, your balance, your connection to spirit. You're riding the storm, and you've done this, and that's what the cards are saying, is you've done this. You've ridden, and you continue to ride the storm. Your life hasn't been easy, and that's what they're saying, and they're recognizing that. We're also seeing the Sun card, so you have had your highs. You have had your good times, and you know, beautifully, they're saying that you see that during the night and during the storms, you see the sunlight. And they're talking about that and your faith and just rejuvenation and being connected to that inner child. And they're also showing us the Star, another beautiful major arcana, which is all about what you want to create, and your faith, your continuous faith. And all of these cards are talking about your continuous faith. And then lastly, I want to share with you, we're looking at the Tower, and the Tower can be a scary card for some people, but what I'm seeing for you is, amongst all of these other major arcana, is these are just saying this is going to happen all kind of unexpectedly. It may seem a little troubling at first just because it's not exactly in the package that you want to receive it, but it's exactly going to be the gift that you want. So please, the cards keep saying that. Hold faith. They love that you have your devotion and just you being kind. They're really talking about you being kind and gracious. And when yeah. people are, you know, feeling like they're at the end of the rope, this is where, you know, true colors show. And what the cards are saying is you stand in grace and you are continuously a lady and just very loving and kind about everything else that's going on. So they're saying thank you to that. It is on the way. I can't give you a time.
That's
please
okay.
know that whatever it is you're doing and staying connected to your mother, who is definitely there with you. And please call back, you know, call back next week or in a couple, you know, couple of weeks, and let's just stay connected and stay tuned.
Oh, I will. Wow, this is the best reading I've had. Thank you so much. And
thank
I'll let you,
you
know,
Donna.
It really confirms what I know, and I know something is coming, and I'm going to call you and let you know because I have no doubt. I know it. Yeah.
Please do, because you're also looking. We're also looking at the Page of Wands and the Page of Cups, and pages for anyone that knows about cards, and even to share with you and keep this in mind. Pages are all about news. We're waiting to hear something. We get something in the mail. We learn something, and so Cups has to do with, you know, matters of the heart. So please keep us posted, Colin. We'd like to see if we're seeing the same cards and if we're trending in the same direction.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you
Great.
So much. I love
Thank
that.
You, Thanks. Donna. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, guys. So I just want to take a moment to take a step back and let you know I'm using the Universal Weight deck, which is a lot like the Rider-Waite deck. It's one of the most widely used tarot decks, one of the most popular. Most common, we see a lot of these illustrations in any books and user guides. And so when I'm sharing with you what card is coming up or what suit is coming up, I want you to know, and for those of you out there that are learning tarot or that are proficient in tarot or even have insight and feedback on the cards that we're using, again, it's the Universal Weight deck, very similar to the Rider-Waite deck. It's really just about the illustrations and the color, really just more so the color that's different. The symbolism is still there. It's still the same. It's just, you know, of course, with different colors, different things come out. And I tend to read intuitively, so it's really more so about what comes to me. And you guys might notice that when I'm speaking, and I try to keep myself balanced and calm and speaking slowly because I know it's not always easy to understand. But when I'm in the moment, of course, and as I'm sure you guys have experienced, there's a lot that comes through, and I just want to get it all out there before I lose sight of it or before I lose my understanding or recollection sometimes of what's coming through. So it is about 9:23 on the West Coast, and I just want to take a moment before we get to our next call to tell you guys that our heart, our love, our energy, healing spirit and intention goes out there to the fires that are happening in the Redlands and San Bernardino and the area where all this unexpected turmoil is coming up. And I want to say that you guys that are out there marking yourselves as safe, really, and you know, in Cool Canyon, really make it more comfortable for us, A, to know what's going on, but B, to have faith in things are happening and moving ahead and people are being taken care of. I know this isn't an easy thing for anybody. So I want to move on, guys, because I know we've got a few callers and I don't want to take up the time talking to myself when we can be talking and hearing you guys. So we're going to go ahead and take the next call. Are you there? You're on the radio with Tina C. How can I help? Hello? I can hear you. Can you hear me? I'm just hearing a little bit of static, but I can't hear your voice. Okay, maybe you can give us a call back. I'm sorry we missed you. Hi, you're on the air with Tina C. Who is this?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with Tina C. Who is this?
Oh, I'm just listening tonight.
Do you have a question?
No,
okay,
I'm just
great.
Listening.
Did you have a question?
No, just listening.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. So we are going to continue to move on. If you'd like to call in and reach us, the number is 323-642-1207. Do we happen to have another caller on the line by chance? Hello? Oh, I am sorry we can't connect. I can hear a little bit of static, but I can't hear your voice. And, you know, guys, we're going to move on from this caller, unfortunately, but I want to say it's really interesting. Hello? There's a lot of background noise, and I can't hear you. All right, guys, so I just wanted to sidebar and share with you that, you know, and you might be experiencing this yourselves, when we read tarot or do anything intuitively, of course, and you guys have the same thing. You feel that intuition, that gut feeling, something in the back of your mind tells you do this or do that. It's really interesting because we don't know for certain, and I'm not trying to speak to you, and I'm not trying to move on to some other element of, you know, sensationalism. But it could be that we're connecting with the other side. And I say that because I've just recently realized I've had the ability to connect to the other side. And so I've really recently started taking some mediumship workshops and classes. And this is specifically to connect to the other side. So I have to say it's kind of ironic that we've gotten a couple calls here where it feels like we're talking to someone, we feel like we can hear what they're saying and the energy and the intention, but we're not hearing their voice. And so I want to encourage you guys, if you feel like you want to pick up the tarot deck because there's messages that you're receiving or because you know you're intuitive and you're connecting, don't fear that. You're most likely entirely right. It's really kind of if we're ready or not to jump into that. So that was just a quick sidebar, guys. I am going to move ahead with our Angel Tarot deck so we can look at what our card of the week is. And this is our Angel Tarot deck by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. Super thorough, in-depth, clear deck that I've been using this past month to share with you guys. If you're looking to find a deck that helps you feel comfortable in understanding the suits and the card's meaning, this is the deck for you. And so we've been moving ahead this month with a card of the week, getting to use this deck, and we had some really awesome breakthroughs last week. We had a caller who literally we pulled a card from the Angel Tarot, and she ended up herself and her spread with her questions ended up pulling that same card as the first card. So I just want to say it's really interesting getting to use multiple decks as we talk, because there's a lot of connection when you guys call in with questions. So I want to encourage you to please call in 323-642-1207. If you're calling from the other side, we are happy to have you and we welcome you. If you guys can't reach me in this hour, we have about another half an hour left. If you guys can't reach me, please call me at 234 TAROT. You guys shouldn't have to wait till next week, and you shouldn't have to feel like you can't have your question answered. I also want to extend to you a 25% discount for your reading. So you can say you heard me online. You can say it was that one call-in number, but I can't remember. You can mention New Age Guild. You can mention Spirit Talk Radio. Either way, it doesn't matter to me. I'm happy to give you a 25% discount. I'm even happier to talk to you and provide a reading, insight, understanding to what's going on. Most of the time, people end up saying, I felt like I knew that was going on. I just needed confirmation. And so that warms my heart. It's what I'm here for. When you guys say, I just needed to know I was right. And I don't mean that in the, you just needed to know you are right. You just needed to know that you're right. And if I can give you confirmation that what you're doing is solid in the right direction, that's what it's all about for me. So I'm going to take one moment to see if we have a caller on the line. If we don't, we're going to move ahead to our angel card of the week.
I'm coming up.
Okay. Who do we have on the phone with us? Hi, what's your name?
Okay, this is Susie.
Susie, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Corona, California.
All right, you guys, I have to share with you, I have known this woman for years, and I haven't seen her in ages. It's been years. And I posted something on Instagram and said, hey, call in, posted on Facebook, and she came back to me. And so she was able to make it in. So, Susie, I love you. I am so glad you were able to call in and tell me how can I help.
Well, I'm hoping you can tell me how you can help.
Okay.
Not really sure. Okay. Sorry, I had to get rid of the children and the dogs. Not really sure, like, where, how long I'm out of this funky midlife situation, which is kind of, I've learned quite a bit. I've grown quite a bit, but I'm ready for the next step. I'm ready to receive and live the life I ultimately know that I'm meant to live. So
okay, so a little bit of that was breaking up. So I'm going to ask you, in one question, what are you asking or what are you looking to understand?
One, when will my financial situation take a turn for the better?
Okay.
You know, that's one. And, you know, two, how much longer until I'm in this particular situation, living situation, more specifically, to where I can be back to life as I like to dictate it, so to speak.
Okay. All right. So let's look at this. So what's coming through for me, for you already, is they're talking about independence was the big word that they were kind of yelling at me as you were talking. And so it's almost like one begets the other. So let's see. And I don't mean either or then, but they're definitely talking about we need some movement and some traction. And what I'm getting for you is that, like, once that, like, that match lights, it's, like, on and we're moving ahead. So what we're going to do is instead of looking at your questions individually, I'm going to look at your situation in total to see what it looks like as far as movement, because that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
So we're going to look for movement, and we're going to look for income or finances. So let me just take a look here. Okay. All right. Okay, cool. So, all right, so I'm just going to start talking. A couple things are coming through. One, when we're looking for movement for you, I'm looking for the suit that contains rods or wands, as some people know them. One of them, okay, so here's the deal. One of them is indicating to you home, because your home life and the structure you have is really important, and you've stabilized it. So the cards are actually talking about, so, okay, this might be a conversation to pick up offline, but what they're saying right now in short is the stability that you have created in your home and for your home is really important, and it's taken you a long time. And so they're saying, despite everything else that's going on and what I call static, they're saying, hey, this is there, right? So you've almost like you built a fortress amongst this craziness that's going on, but this fortress is solid, right? That's one thing. The other thing is, despite all that, you're also looking for movement. So you're still looking outside of the fortress, which is really interesting, because I'm not saying that your energy is inside or outside, but it's not totally, it's a little conflicting right now is the best way to say it. And there's also another card that's coming up first, which is the Major Arcana, which is the Judgment card. And this card is all about reconciliation. So I know when I'm talking to you, I keep going back and forth with like inside and outside of what you built, the house that you built, so to speak. And so this reconciliation card, this Judgment card, is coming up saying, wait a second, there's something else that's underlying that we all have to address. And we can't totally move ahead the way we want to until we address it. On the other hand, we're also looking at what's the Page of Pentacles. So this is all about income and finances, because for you, because you're asking universe, stuff is coming your way. You're doing things, I'll say doing things, to generate momentum with income coming your way. But it's almost like until everything is, I don't know how to say this, Susie, but it's like until everything is lined up, or until we come to peace or come to terms with a really big issue, nothing is going to pan out exactly the way we want to or how we can utilize it. So hold on a second. We've got two more cards. Okay, cool. So what's coming up for you, Susie, is we're looking at our Eight of Pentacles and we're looking at our Temperance card, which is another major arcana. So here's the deal for you. Hold on a second. Let me see what's coming through. They're talking about... See, here's the deal. They're talking about, they know you're working hard. They know you're a hard worker. They know you're devoted. They know, like we said, once you light that match, that you will fan that flame and it'll never go out. We know that about you, and the cards are saying they know that about you. But there's this, it's this Judgment card. It's the 20 of the Major Arcana. And the reason I tell you 20 is because there's one more card after this, and it's 21, and that's the World, which is completion. And right now we're sitting under judgment. And so, you know, I'm not trying to give you advice, and I'm not trying to tell you how everything is going to come together for you, but what I'm telling you is the universe is saying there is, how can I say this? There is something, they just keep saying reconciliation, and they just keep saying there is some kind of peace or acknowledgement, or we've got to lay it down, we've got to bury it, we've got to pull it, we've got to bury it, and we've got to pick those daisies and put them in a vase and put them on our kitchen table and have breakfast together. Like there's this, I can't totally tell you what you need to do, but they just keep saying there's this reconciliation between you, the house that you've built, and the future that you want. That needs to all come together. And it's like there's this, and I'm not even saying you're lying or you're being dishonest, and I'm not saying that you're making believe, because that's not the case. They're just saying there is this peace that needs to happen. It's interesting. They're actually saying there's this peace that needs to happen, and there's like a process that needs to take place for things to come to a close so we can move on. You're already doing things to make things happen. That's so evident. You're already doing things to make things come your way and to bring fortune to you. It's almost frustrating because you can't take it on. It's like, oh, this is coming my way, but I can't do this until this. And it's like I know I'm not explaining this as thoroughly as I could be because I don't have the insight. But they're just saying there's this reconciliation and there's this peace. And there's this clarity that needs to happen so we can put a situation to rest so we can move on. And they keep saying, when I say put it to rest, I mean like this isn't going to come up again. This relationship, this situation, this all of this stuff is done. It's complete. There's no more issue and we're moving on. And that's what they're saying. It's like a no strings attached. So what do you get to do? What's going to happen next? The only thing that's coming through for me for you is they were talking about at night, or whenever you go to your just you and source space or you and spirit space, that you give yourself and you're open to how it is they want to lead you to make this happen. They're saying it's not going to be your way. They're saying that you might have a preferred method of things happening, but it's not going to happen that way. So they're saying, you know, just let it happen the way it's going to happen so it can happen sooner. And what I get for you is we're waiting for this to happen as soon as it can. So it's kind of like there's a process by which this has to happen, and that's what they're asking you to be open to. Does that make sense?
And one of the things I like to tell myself or say a lot is it's all a part of the process. It helps me through difficult times. It's all a part of the process. So it does make sense. Initially, I thought, you know, the reconciliation with, you know, baby daddy situation, but then I thought perhaps my mother and family side.
Thank you for sharing that.
Opened my eyes.
Yeah, no, what they're saying, and thank you for sharing that. What they're saying is there's a lot of strength around home. We pulled up the Four of Rods for you, which is all about home and what you've created, and there's so much energy and stability there. And so the rest of what the cards are saying is this is going to rock that world. And that's the hard part, right? So, and it's going to take some time. This isn't going to be easy either. And so maybe that's part of what they're saying about process. So it's the only thing that I can, the only tidbit I can give you to make this easier in quotes is all about the reconciliation. And I don't know what that looks like for you because it's personal, but, the rest of the card, see, the card, your cards are so fiery. They're talking about movement, like, tell me what to do. Oh, but don't tell me to do that because I don't want to. And so that's kind of what they're saying. So, yeah, for you, it's definitely about the process, which just is taking some time. The rest of your cards are beautiful. You're hardworking. You're devoted. You're committed. There's money coming your way. There's a lot of value in who and what you are and what you do. And you can ride out the storm. You do have a lot of patience. But right now they're saying this is not about that. This is not about, yeah, believe it or not, this one they're saying this is all about in your heart of hearts. It's that conversation that you get to have.
It's all a part of the process. And this is my right now. It's not my forever. I tell myself that one as well.
Yes. Thank you for saying that. That completely sums it up. It's just your right now. Yes.
And then next step, the world is my oyster, it sounds like.
Yes, the next step, 21, Major Arcana, the world, completion, you're equipped, things come to a close.
Interesting.
And next is zero, it's the fool, it's a new start. You're so close.
Then I can just
ride
and enjoy it, because it's been a bumpy ride.
You're so close.
For most of us, but, you know, I'm just in that chapter, and it's, my right now, not my forever, again and again. Well, thank you. That was awesome. And when you answered the call, I didn't know you were answering my call. I actually called in a few weeks back, and you answered the call, and I was calling in, and I was like, hello. And I thought you were talking to me, and my daughter was making fun of me because it wasn't me you were talking to. So sorry for the brief pause there, but I was like, oh, my gosh, it's me. So thank you very much. You're awesome.
I'm so glad.
I hope I get to continue to listen on and on. I'll definitely share and keep sharing.
Please,
so you can share your gift.
Thank you. And please do call back and keep us posted and for being so open to sharing that with us because it's not easy. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you, my love. All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys, so it is about 15 minutes till the hour, and I am thrilled that we've got so many people calling in. I'm thrilled that we have so many people that are open and willing to share with us their life story. Just like what Susie was saying, it's one of the best ways to share with you how reading tarot works. It's not your forever, it's just your for now. And so that really lightens my heart in getting to read for you guys and share with you guys what we see and what's going on. So, again, it's about the hour. And what we're going to do is look at our card of the week. And I want to share that with you guys because, A, I know it's Tuesday and our week might be halfway over or just starting for some people, but this is going to give us some insight to what we can expect. And then I also want to give us a sneak peek to Postcards from Spirit, which is a beautiful oracle deck that I just picked up this week. And the moment I saw it, I thought, oh my gosh, this would be so great for my listeners. And it really hit home for me, you know, and personally speaking, it hit home for me in the way of I've done and continue to do transformational work. So I've been through World Works, which is transformational workshops that take you and turn you inside out and right side out. And then I've also been and continue to work through myself with Architect, which is a women's transformational group. And none of this is a plug. I'm just sharing with you that when I found this Oracle deck, it really hit home in the way of how it spoke to me. And so we're going to get into that in just a few moments. But first, let's take a quick step back. So, again, we started out the month by looking at what it had in store for us, the month of September. And it started out with the devil. Midway through, we were looking at the high priestess. And then it went into the eight of cups. And so the devil was explaining to us or illustrating to us that we're looking at restraint, uncertainty, the unknown, fear, maybe something holding us back in the way of addiction, self-sabotage, flowed into the high priestess, which is all about opinion, developing it, understanding it, speaking it, exercising it, feeling solid in it. The high priestess, if you guys have seen this card, she is all about moon, phase, what's in front of you, what's behind her, what she's not showing, all about being empowered by her understanding. And then we moved into our Eight of Cups, which is all about listening to ourselves, making a choice and deciding to act on it. And so if we look at the world right now, and even with kneeling or not kneeling and the NFL and choice and the national anthem, you guys, I know this is such a hot topic, and I keep struggling with, do I bring it up? Don't I? Am I going to offend? Am I not going to offend? And, you know, the more research I did on why people are kneeling, why people aren't kneeling, what the president is saying, who's supporting him, what those who have served this country have to say about who's kneeling and not kneeling. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not here to preach to you. I'm here to support and share with you what's around you because it's yours to know. And that's what I always say, it's yours to know. And I'm all about you guys being empowered with knowledge and knowledge of what you don't see, but knowledge of what you don't see and you know. And so it's just really interesting that if we look at these cards and we started out with the devil, which is all about resistance, restraint, the unknowing, the uncertainty, self-sabotage, moving into our own opinions, and then moving into acting upon those and expressing them, it really is kind of describing what's happening right now, especially with NFL, but in other matters. You know, we're talking about voter registration. We're talking about, especially in California, insurance. And so many of these topics are coming up, or which are all about, oh, I didn't know, I didn't get to act, or I knew and I didn't act. And so, like, I'm not going to preach to you guys. That's not what I'm here to do. But I just wanted to illustrate the power of the tarot and your connection to what's going on in the world and universe. And so, again, September is all about restraint, and we're closing it up with expression. And so I want to encourage you guys, if you're reading tarot, if you enjoy getting insight from tarot or appreciate getting insight from tarot, there's nothing wrong with it. It's really, again, yours to know and to utilize as a tool. So I want to encourage you guys to do that. So quickly moving on, I know we have about 10 minutes left in the hour. I want to tell you guys again, thank you for being with me during this hour. If you have any questions, call me at 323-642-1207. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and pull a card from our angel tarot, and I'm going to read from you what it says, and then I'm going to read from you the booklet that comes along with it. So if you guys are interested in picking up the book or the deck in the future, you know what you're going to get. And the card that wants to make itself known is the Seven of Water. This is also known as the Seven of Cups. And this card reads, a complex decision, the need to do research, stop procrastinating. And so the book, which expands on the card, so again, this is great for those of you that are just now learning the tarot or even want a more thorough understanding of tarot. Our card is the Seven of Water. This is our card of the week. Seven of Water, Seven of Cups. A complex decision, the need to do research, stop procrastinating. And an expansion. You may be faced with a complex decision, and it's difficult to choose between the options available to you. Do the research necessary or seek counsel from a mentor. It's time to stop procrastinating and get busy. If you're drawn to a particular cup depicted on this card, its chakra color holds meaning and offers guidance as you're making your choices. Red means home, money, and security. Orange means creativity, addictions, and sexuality. Yellow means power and control. Green means love and healing. Light blue means communication and truth-telling. Dark blue means visions and psychic abilities. And purple means spirituality. Try to focus and avoid unrealistic expectations. Additional meanings of this card. Too many options, confusion, fantasies, imagination, running wild, addictions. So you guys, I am going to see if we can get this posted so you can take a look at this card yourself, because there are specific colors, and that's, again, the beauty of this deck is that you can look at it, whatever color strikes you, you actually get even more insight on what that means specifically to you. Seven of Cups, Seven of Water is not the easiest card to get because there are so many things in front of us, so many options, just like the card describes. So this is the end of our September. It's the end of our season of summer. We're now, things are changing, colors are changing, attitude is changing. It's not just about attire, it's about focus. So this is a very appropriate card for the end of the month, for the week, and even for what's going on in the world. So again, guys, that is our card of the week, the Seven of Water, our Angel Tarot deck. Reading a complex decision, the need to do research, stop procrastinating. So, like I said, we're going to see if we can get this posted online so you guys can see which color stands out to you, because the color does make a difference. I know it mentions chakra. We don't even have to get too analytical about it. It's just about what the card means to you, what the color is that stands out to you. I know we've got a few minutes left. I didn't want to renege on my offer to share with you the postcards from Spirit, because it is such a poignant deck. It's our oracle card of the day. I don't usually mix the two decks because I really want to stay focused and highlight our Angel Tarot deck. But this postcard from Spirit is going to be what we get to use for the month of October. I wanted to give you guys an understanding of what you may expect and anticipate seeing, hearing, and knowing for next week. If you didn't get to call in today, you can next week, same bat time, same bat channel, call in 323-642-1207. If you guys can't make it online, can't make it into our chat forum, call me offline, 234-97-TAROT. I'm going to ask you guys to follow my Facebook page, I Hear Tarot. IHEARTAROT. Same thing with Instagram. And then you get daily readings. So you get to see this all wrapped up in a nutshell, usually about 60 seconds or less. So if you follow me on Facebook, I would greatly appreciate that. I would love to be connected to you guys. IHEARTAROT. You can also find me online, ihearTarot.com, just like it sounds. And we have about 5 minutes left. I wanted to let you guys know that the picture of Seven of Water, Seven of Cups, our Angel Tarot card is posted online. You guys take a look at that card and see what stands out to you. And again, just so you know, if you're looking at the color or a color on the card stands out to you, it's related to your chakra. And quickly, red means home, money, and security. Orange means creativity, addiction, and sexuality. Yellow means power and control. Green means love and healing. Light blue means communication and truth-telling. Dark blue means visions and psychic ability. And purple means spirituality. So take a look, guys. Go to the website right now and see what color stands out to you and how it relates to you. Quickly, you've just got a few more moments before the hour ends. We're going to take a look at our postcard from Spirit. I'm leaving you with this. I want you to percolate on this. See how it connects to you and see how it lasts with you throughout the week as well, starting our new week, starting our new season, starting a new opportunity for voice and for self and for expression. And so our postcard from Spirit, quickly, the description is, here's where your loved ones who have passed on, your ancestors, your spirit guides, and your guardian angels communicate with one another, sharing wisdom and love. Call on any of them, and these benevolent entities within Spirit will respond with gentle guidance and reminders that you are under divine direction and divine protection, and always loved for who you are unconditionally. And so our postcard from Spirit, dearest you, we are sending you waves of love and joy as we watch you reap the rewards of your tenacity and faith. We know how long it has taken for you to reach some of your goals and that you've had disappointments along the way. Right now, we suggest you take a deep breath and fill yourself up with gratitude and tune into the vibration of well-being. Temporary conditions may be trying to hypnotize you into seeing something else as your reality, but we know that happy rewards are on their way to you even now. Change is the only constant, so be open to it. You will achieve your dreams and more, we promise. But more importantly, your happy rewards will be gathered up in the small moments, the gentle breezes, the soft kisses, and the quiet commitments. Your happiest moments will be on the journey itself, not in arriving at your destination. You are surrounded by so much love and care. Can you feel us? And again, this is from our postcard from Spirit, our lovely oracle deck that we're going to be using throughout the month of October. I wanted to give you guys a teaser and see what you may expect. This is a great deck and just a reminder, we are also connected, not only to each other, but it's just like what when Donna said, as we're going through her reading, she said, I can hear my mother clearly in the middle of my mind, in the middle of what everyone is saying. I can hear this. And it's what our cards are saying. It's what Postcard from Spirit is saying. It's what our Angel Tarot deck is saying. It's what all of us are saying. We're so connected to each other, and we're connected to those with the past, especially if we're experiencing that right now. I want you guys to call in if you're experiencing that next week. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We've just got one more minute, and then our closing music is going to come on. But I want to let you guys know that I'm eternally grateful for you being here with me during my part of this journey in this world, and for you guys being here as a support system. You may not feel it or recognize it, but I want you to know that you are. I couldn't possibly do this without you, without your support, without you calling in, and without you giving me faith in my gift and talents. Please take care.